So my first question for you guys, and really it's my only question, is what happened?
Well, we've had Ethel now for over a year. She's been a great bird, very loyal. And we've faced no major theft attempts until, of course, that fateful evening.
Fateful 21st night of September.
Yes. And always we will remember the 21st night of September as the night that a heist was attempted on Apple Dot Bird. So basically our knowledge of it is that it happened sometime after 2:30 in the morning.
Okay. So and 21st night of September was family weekend.
Yes,
so
it
your
was.
Guys' families were visiting?
The families were here. Everybody else's families were here.
It was a lovely time. Some Ethel merch arrived, actually, courtesy of some parents. We were all really gathered around Ethel as our really center point for bringing people together, you know?
I know.
And then, unfortunately, somebody just had nothing but spoils in plan.
And before, I will ask about the details of the attack, but when you say after 2:30, do you mean like Friday into Saturday was when someone tried to... Okay.
It was Saturday into Sunday.
Saturday into Sunday.
So it was really the morning of the 22nd, but...
Got it.
Due to activities that occurred on the 21st night of September.
Understood. Okay, thank you.
Fire, wind, and fire. So in the wee hours of the night... somebody we're presuming was on their way home from the bars and walked by and just saw this beautiful creation.
Glowing, radiant bird, and they thought, I gotta have it.
She was up there on the perch, donned in her new costume. And
what was the costume?
There were some nice fairy wings and a lovely cowboy hat.
Also, okay. I believe sunglasses, I think.
Sunglasses were present as well. Those have not since been recovered after the attack, unfortunately.
No, were they expensive sunglasses?
They were free.
Okay.
We presume a lot of force was used due to the nature of the damage. Luckily, thanks to the hose clamps and the bike lock, which was public safety's recommendation, they did not succeed in the heist, but their efforts were...
They did knock Ethel off of her perch.
Yes. She was lying face down in the bush beneath her perch. A horrible way to leave somebody. I can't believe it.
Very graphic.
So obviously Ethel is very much secure. So do you think they just tried to hit Ethel down, or you think they were trying to actually steal the statue and they weren't able to because it was still... Okay.
I definitely suspect that it was an attempted heist, and
yes,
after the breakage, they weren't able to get her off because of the secure things
in
place. I
believe they probably panicked when it broke.
And then ran.
Did not expect that.
Yeah.
And hightailed it out of there.
Okay. Yeah.
If they're smart, they would have run, because Ethel, she knows how to get a person.
She's probably getting feisty once they woke her up.
Yeah, she when it comes to fight or flight, Ethel, we know she don't fly, so there's only one option left.
So, you know this happened after 2:30, presumably, because that's when everyone
yes.
went to bed. So, it's Sunday morning now. You wake up.
Here I am.
Describe the scene.
Me and my roommate, Paul, are on our way to attend a Catholic Mass at Holy Angels with my family on this beautiful family weekend to share the Eucharist together. And I walk out of my house, and there I see my bird in ruins. Poor, poor Ethel. After this atrocious attack.
So did you end up going to Mass, or were you just immediately, I need to recover this bird?
Emotionally, it was pretty tough. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it through the worship ceremony, but luckily, thanks to the strength of God and my family's support, I was able to still attend and have a fulfilling celebration. Yes.
And while he and his family were at Mass, me and Tito cared for Ethel and gave her first aid.
Yes.
And made sure she was all right and secure.
Yes.
And what was your family's reaction to it? Because your grandfather
mm-hmm.
was the one who made the bird, and I know your family members have basically variations of Ethel.
Yes, there are many variations of Ethel. Luckily, the bird herself is not where the damage occurred. It was on the stand, rather. So the emotional trauma for the family was more anger that somebody wouldn't allow such a peaceful creature to just be. But as far as the damage of sort of the the sentimental value, none of that was lost. Ethel still stands strong within our hearts.
Understand. And this is the last question. I saw on Ethel's Instagram page that there is now Ethel merch. Do you want to describe that merchandise and how people can buy it?
If there's one thing we learned from this incident, it's that people want Ethel. So we're going to try to give them Ethel. And
gotta give the people what they ask for.
So we have had some shirts made. We've had a few Yeti mugs, insulated Tervis containers. I don't know what you want to call them. But
they're basically branded, fancy water bottles.
Basically fancy water bottles, yeah. But we've had some
laser
of those
engraved with Ethel's silhouette.
Laser engraved. If people want to buy Ethel merchandise, they should follow her on Instagram at ethel.bird. That's Ethel and Bird, both with a Y, where you think another vowel should be.
Yes.
And so they should follow her on Instagram. She'll be posting on her story. She'll be posting regular posts as well to promote this merchandise, and that'll be how people can purchase them.
Currently, the only publicly accessible Ethel merch is in the form of stickers, and those are 100% free. You can find any member of 424 Stone Mill, any of the roommates here, would happily distribute those.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I hope Ethel is safe for the remainder of the year.